This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you want to listen to this episode or any of our episodes ad-free, you can do that now. Head on over to Patreon. Click on the ad-free level. You get all of our bonus shows that you've been hearing so much about. Plus, every single day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you can listen to this episode or any of our other episodes at the same time, ad-free, over on Patreon. Welcome back to our part two sit down with Miss Patty Stanger. If you haven't heard part one, check it out. We talk all about the Bravo days of yesteryear, all of her old friends, Jeff Lewis, Kelly Catron, Jonathan Anton, Tabitha, who else? Jackie Warner, Kathy Griffin, Paula Abdul. We talk about a friends trip or a Bravo Leb trip, I should call it, what that would look like. Talk a little bit about love, talk about everything. So check out our first part with Miss Patty Stanger. And here is part two of our sit down with Patty Stanger. It's all about love, guys.
Kris Jenner, I'm scared of.
Beyond.
I'm beyond.
Beyond.
Beyond. She and Anna Wintour are the Messiah. They're the bar.
I forgot about
They're
Anna.
They're the bar. But yet I'd want Kris to manage me and I'd do anything. I'd lick her ass. I think she's fucking awesome.
She says, yes.
And she's Scorpio. So you got to be careful. Ooh. My boyfriend's a Scorpio, too. You got to be careful of them.
You and I are Geminis.
I think Anna's a Scorpio. I think Kris and Anna are both Scorpios, which is scary Mary. And
you
Bethany.
To
Bethany
Kris.
Is a Scorpio, but I'm not afraid of her. Everybody thinks, like, are you afraid of her? I'm like, no, I'm not afraid of her. I know her. No.
No. Kris is the one to fear.
Kris is like, yeah, she's terrifying. She should be the president of the United States.
Well,
Kris Jenner for president.
Kris Jenner for president. Jeff is on Radio Andy. Can't he call Andy and say, let's get this show started, man?
I have to do Jeff Lewis for Valentine's Day on Valentine's Day. So maybe I'll talk to him about it.
I mean
we've
got to
clear it with Francis and Bonnie and all the
it's gonna
higher
take a
ups.
Few.
Yeah, my cousin actually works there now. Hi, Jenna.
And you
she
better,
works in she works
she does,
in she
PR.
Work, yeah, she works for Kim McCade in the talent section.
You better think of your B list in case all these people
okay,
say
well,
yes.
Okay, well, let's make a B list.
Like
how many do we need?
Zoe?
How many do we need? Five, six, seven?
Seven.
Seven.
Well, no, eight. They have eight.
So we need eight. What was that first season? They had eight.
Yeah.
Can we take a housewife? Are we allowed to take a housewife?
I don't like the
Kim,
idea of a housewife.
What about Kim?
She had her own show, and so she does qualify. She technically does.
So you know who else had their own show?
Who?
Jackson
and
his
Brittany.
Wife. And Brittany. And I like Jeff.
Well, if you think about it, Jonathan's there, so Jeff's not the only guy. Oh, well, Jax
would be all the originals.
Jax wouldn't be. Yeah, I think of the olden
days.
Well,
okay, so the olden days is Jonathan started the network.
Yeah, I think of you, Jonathan, yeah. Tabitha.
Right.
I'm not a fan, but I'll say Jackie.
Are we allowed Project Runway people or no?
Like who?
I don't know. Who's on Project Runway?
No.
No?
Kristen ain't going.
Okay. What about any?
Kristen's
any,
too
were
busy.
Were any of them, like Michael Costello, any of them were spinoffs? Because Michael Costello would
Santino
be amazing.
Santino Rice had a spinoff.
Wouldn't Michael Costello be amazing on
he
there?
He would be great.
He would be amazing. And I'd want him to like make flowy dresses for me.
I think out of that group, Zoe may not go.
Here's what I think should happen. I think it should be not just a trip, but doing tasks on the trip. Like you have,
now
like
you want
could
it
have
like
games.
Celebrity Apprentice. Like now a, you're throwing
I want to marriage
celebrity.
The trip
really.
With Celebrity Apprentice and merge it so that they have to do stuff because then I'll bring the angst up and then you'll have issues.
Do you know who's probably not going?
Who?
I really like her. I think she's lost her job.
Who?
Is Brandy. I don't think she's going to be invited back to anything.
I don't know what happened.
We don't know what happened.
Carolyn was on my show, and I absolutely adore her and her family. They couldn't have been nicer. I mean, I'm Mushbook of Jersey to Jersey.
You like
you know,
that
like,
stuff.
Like, you know, they're my peeps, even though I'm Jewish and they're Italian.
Too.
You know what I mean? Because I grew up in Jersey.
We're East Coast,
but
baby.
She was so – Dina, her husband – the kids were the sweetest things in the world. We shot at the Brownstone. I can't imagine Carolyn going home early. She must have been super upset. And I couldn't imagine. And Brandy was afraid of her before she went. So I don't know what the hell happened, but it must have been bad, really bad. It had to be like beyond throwing a drink in Eileen Davidson's face, who, by the way, is the nicest person in the world.
She's so very nice.
I can't imagine what that is.
Some people say she brought up Dina. Other people say she tried to kiss her. Those are the two schools of
thought. And by the way, if
and we don't know for sure, just because it's in People and they say maybe.
Because it's an Ultimate Friends trip, it doesn't only have to be original people. It can be people that are friends. Like, I know Eileen. Like, it can be people that are friends. I thought about that. I said, why is it only the original people? Why isn't it people that are friends that, like, hang out together post-Bravo? Because we all are like that. We all hang out with each other.
You want Eileen Davidson there.
I love her.
I like the idea of no housewives.
Okay, but I know. Why do you like the no housewife rule?
I just love that. Like, because Bravo has changed so
much. Can I have a captain from below the deck? Am I allowed that?
Sandy?
I'm not friends with her, but I'd like to be friends with her.
You want
she
Sandy?
Seems really she
or
seems
do you want Lee?
I want to go on a boat, one of the boats. Jill's getting to do that. I want to do that.
She is?
Yeah, she's going on one of the boats. But I want to go on below the deck. What?
You do?
Yeah. Don't you want to go on a vacation?
They called me at one point too, and they said
to pay for the whole thing.
Right. First of all, you think getting in the Uber and coming here makes me sick?
No, but I'm saying
relief
like—
Relief band, people.
I think
I advertise
it'd be
it every
cool.
week. You got to wear your relief band.
I like the—I wear two of them.
It works.
I like the below-the-decky people, like the people that are service them. Like the one that's—who's the girl that's pregnant now and she's—
Kate Chastain.
Oh, my God. She's the coolest.
Okay,
she's on Traitors.
She's not going to be on there because she's gone.
I know who could be on there.
Who?
What about Reza? What about Gigi? And what about Mercedes? I'm friends with those three. Can I have them? Am I allowed them as my backups?
I think they would all show up with bells on.
Reza was on my show with Marisol, and we had the best time.
I want the
and
true—
And Gigi's been dying to do a show with me. We came up with a concept to do a— it's not a polyamory show. It's more like Fluid House, you know, where everybody can be— date both people— And it can
like
be
that.
A plural kind of polyamory kind of situation, but a healthy polyamory, not like one where you're—
You don't want a big sex house.
It should be called Sex House is what it should be called.
I mean—
Okay,
that
there's
would
the
be...
show. If you steal it, if anyone steals it, I will murder you in your sleep. So Sex House, but it was Gigi came to me and we talked about it.
I mentioned some show here on air and I don't even remember and someone's like, oh, that's brilliant. I'm going to, you never should have mentioned that.
And I thought
on air.
About putting like an expert in besides me, like it would be Dr. Emily, because Emily's one of my friends.
Or Dr. Phil.
Wait
Dr.
a second.
Dr. Phil just retired.
Emily was on a show with three girls, Advice.
Who the hell's Emily?
Sex with Emily, Dr. Emily. So wait a second. There's this whole show that she did with three girls. I can't remember the three girls. We have to look it up. Bravo history. One of them can come
on. It was on Bravo?
Yes, it was on Bravo. For one. Remember, three there's a lot
girls.
Of one-season shows.
Women in Heels, whatever that was.
Running in Heels?
No, Something Heels.
Yeah, Running in Heels. Wasn't it Running in Heels?
No, it was Something Heels.
And Melissa was on my show from there.
Gorga?
No, the other one.
There's another Melissa on Bravo.
Yeah.
So they did have Bravo. They just had that. They had Love Match Atlanta.
I didn't watch that.
And I kind of was hurt.
I was kind of hurt because they were trying to emulate me a little bit.
Well, you could be hurt, but now
and they didn't
you could,
ask. They don't ask me to come on and help. Like I, you know, me and Jeff have never been asked to BravoCon ever. I don't know if Bethany and Nene have, but me and Jeff have not been asked. They should bring the originals back. I think.
Right.
We made that network.
Had
I had 107 episodes. I was like the highest repeated show on the back end of Bravo. Did you know that?
No. I do think if like there was a panel with you and Jeff and Tabitha and all these people, yeah,
I think
people would go crazy.
Can you imagine talking about the originals? I know.
Because it was a different day.
I still love them. No matter if they don't love me, Mama, I still love you.
NeNe just did an interview literally like a day or two ago. She said they did not ask her for this problem. I think they're done with NeNe too. I'm sorry. This is just my honest opinion.
She tried to sue them.
I think they're done.
And the thing is, you don't go and do terrible things to them like Kathy Griffin. You don't even their secrets are their secrets, you know?
But yet. Yes, there's
and by the way, we don't know what's, you know, there's two sides of this truth. There's two sides to the story in this truth. I know they love her. She is Teflon. She is like the golden child. They will never hate her. They will always bring her back. She knows where. I mean, her and Andy are best friends. I mean, what am I
supposed to do about
that? What am I supposed to do about that? He doesn't like me as much as her, I don't think.
He likes me. He likes me to my
face. He likes me to my face, but then I don't know. I've always felt like the redheaded stepchild at that with him a little bit.
Well, you have all these other – well, I mean, I was going to say with these two matchmaking shows I referenced, you
– And what about Lizzie trying to be a Jewish matchmaker, which I was mentoring her when she was shooting?
Well, I think the network is also done with Lizzie Savetsky.
She was doing Orthodox matchmaking, which is very hard, by the way.
That's hard.
But, you know, the one thing is when you get someone not Jewish who comes to you and says, hey, I want Jewish, I always say there are three things that I can do. One, I can ask any Jewish person that you're attracted to and ask if they want a date. But you're more likely to go with a Reformed or a conservative person. But there's another thing that you might have to do. Will you convert? Like Leah converted to Judaism because she likes Jewish men. But I would
Is that why she did?
But I would still
Leah McSweeney.
Yeah, I would still. But I think she likes the religion.
I just thought she wanted a storyline.
No, it's very family oriented. She really is. We talked. Oh. Remember, she was on my show.
She was on my season, I know. But you like her better than I do. Sorry.
But the thing is, well, she was masculine energy. I was working on
that. Masculine energy.
But the thing is, like, I always fix up. I am non-denominational, so I always fix up anybody with anybody and ask and then say, this is the way you can get in. You know, just like if you were going to go Muslim or you were going to go Buddhist, like, you have to, like, conform.
Who, like when straight men come in, like who is the most requested celebrity? Like, I want someone that looks like this.
Male or female?
Male looking for a female.
Brad Pitt.
Male looking for a female.
Oh, you mean, wait. Brad Pitt is the most on the female side.
Really?
And it used to be Jennifer Aniston on the girl side. It's a little waning there. J-Lo, and you like Latin chicks. Okay. But here's what I'm going to tell you that's going to freak you out.
Tell me.
So there, J-Lo... Angelina Jolie used to be there. I would say, well, you know, there's this new girl who's the biggest influencer in the world on TikTok. Her name is Alex Earle.
No,
so a lot of guys.
What are you
want
like?
That.
17 years old?
No, she's like in her 20s. So they say Jennifer Aniston when she was on Friends, J-Lo when she was younger, Angelina Jolie when she was younger. They do that stupid shit that bugs the crap out of me. So I go, and if the guy's like 50 or 60, I go, so if I had Jennifer Aniston right now, you're going to say no, and they go, oh no, I would go out with her. And I'm like, okay, but you want somebody younger. So there's a lot of ageism going on. But Brad Pitt and George Clooney are still the gold standard on the men's side.
What about the gay guys? Who do they want?
The gay. Well, I. You know how much I love Luke Evans. Okay.
That's your person.
Like, I want to flip him to the dark side. You know how I love him. I love everything about him. If you haven't watched Echo 3, run, don't walk on Apple. But they say, what's the guy that plays The Witcher? What's his name?
Who?
The one that plays The Witcher on Netflix?
I have no idea.
Henry Cavill, who's like Superman. They say him.
Really? The gays
want him? They love him. They talk about Chris Pratt. You know, and they like him. And then they talk about Chris Hemsworth. Those are probably the three they would
Interesting.
Say.
Interesting. I am with...
If you're gay, on the masculine side. On the lesbian side, they always say, like, they're into Dua Lipa right now. A lot of the lesbians want a Dua Lipa look.
I could actually see that.
And I think she's beautiful, by the way. I saw her at the Elton John concert. She's insane. She's beautiful. But they say Dua Lipa, and then they say...
You guys know I'm always on the go and running around with this job, and I've never made a priority of hydrating and putting the right nutrients into my body, and I always find myself hungry. That's why 310 Nutrition for me has been a lifesaver. Their water hydrators are great. You add them to water, and they make your water so delicious. They have refreshing, healthy lemonade mixes without sugar, and my personal favorite, they're all-in-one shakes. My favorite's the caramel sundae, but they also have vanilla cake, shamrock cream, chocolate icing. One of these shakes. It totally satisfies my hunger. It cures my carb craving. It cures my sugar craving. It's low fat and low carbs. And hello, it tastes like dessert. But don't take my word for it. Right now, 3-10 is celebrating a new year of goals with code VELVETROPE and giving our listeners 50% off up to $100 off your first order. With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and it's easy to put together an order or start a subscription on products you know you'll use. Go to 310nutrition.com and use the code VELVETROPE right now for 50% up to $100 for your first order. That's 310nutrition.com and use code VELVETROPE.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for the New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan, but nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
I have to tell you guys, Daily Harvest has really made my life so much easier. You know I can't cook, and you know I have no time to go and track down food. This is literally stress-free meals that are delivered right to my front door. And there's a variety of meals, too. They have harvest bowls, soups, flatbread, snacks, and the smoothies. They're such easy to prep options that literally you don't have to think twice about where your next meal is coming from. Everything stays in my freezer until I'm ready to enjoy it. And then I just basically take it out, thaw, and prepare. My absolute favorite is their artichoke and spinach flatbread. Daily Harvest is healthy, so even when I am eating the flatbread, I still feel like I'm not cheating. They come right to my front door and I don't have to prepare anything. That's why I chose Daily Harvest. And the food's really freaking good. So let Daily Harvest do more so you can do less. Go to dailyharvest.com/velvet to get up to $40 off your first box. That's dailyharvest.com/velvet for up to $40 off your first box. dailyharvest.com/velvet. This work year has been more stressful so far than any year I've had in a really long time. All because of this podcast. And you guys know I'm a workaholic and I have such a hard time taking my mind off of work. But one thing that really has helped me is the mobile game Love and Pies. Now, I am not a gamer. I mean, you think of me, you don't think of a gamer, right? But it's not just that this game takes my mind off of work. It's that Love and Pies is related to our reality TV that we talk about here every day. There's more drama in this game and more intrigue than the shows that we watch. There's a woman named Amelia Green. You kind of play as her. She's a single mom. She moved to the countryside after a rough divorce. She discovers all these dark family secrets. Amelia's mom is missing. And the more you play, the more I play, I get sucked in and I just want to keep advancing. But don't take my word for it. More than 4.5 million people downloaded this game in the first year. And just in case you're wondering, it's free to download. So for a tasty mix of love and drama, download Love and Pies for free today. That's Love and Pies, free to download in the App Store or Google Play.
Let's think who else they say. I'm trying to think who else is hot right now. What's the
Miley?
Miley?
I could say
I like Miley. If
love.
If I was a lesbian,
we're
I'd
going
go,
to the Miley
that's
concert.
My,
that's when
that
my concert's
type.
Announced.
That's my type. Is it really been announced?
No, but when it is, okay. You and I are going to get tickets.
They say Miley sometimes, but it's more like they're into brunettes. Like the lesbians are asking for brunettes, not blondes right now. And I'm like crazed that they'll show ex-girlfriends and now I'm getting fluid. Fluid's my favorite one because I can do both. So when you come in and you like both men and women, I can do both.
Before we get into your scent here, which when I was at your house to go out to dinner with you chased me around and sprayed on me and I did love it.
Yeah.
It's attracting the men. I agree with the men, even though you started by saying that I don't want a 10. Uh-huh. I agree with Perez when Perez was on your show.
Oh,
it's
he
all
is
about,
so sweet.
It's all about Zac Efron, baby.
And you know, oh, he's really cute. And he changed. Yeah. He's all muscly now.
He's gorgeous. Go
but
on.
But Perez had the worst. When I first met Perez, he was the meanest, nastiest. He would
nicest.
Out every secret you ever had and he never cared. And I was terrified of him at one point. And when we put him on the show, I was like, I don't want this. And they go, he's changed a lot. And he found spirit. spirituality. He adopted, you know, he had surrogate children, and he and I became friends. He is the most wonderful, loving human being. You know, I love when someone changes and admits their wrongs, because I feel like there's hope and there's a soul there for everybody. And he turned out to be one of the greatest people. I really love him. Even when now when I'm looking at
not
his
everyone
stuff,
loves
even
him.
Even when I look at his stuff, he's like late to the party. He's never like gets the scoop, and he's just talking about on his radio show with his friend XYZ. He's like more of a commentary person now. I don't see him as like gossip.
He's,
you know,
like
what I mean?
the next generation Michael Musto.
We own part of Taikusaki, which got sold with Davos to DiGiorgio. And it was the Ryan Reynolds deal. What is wrong with me today? I think the Celsius is getting to me. Ryan Reynolds deals. Yes. And so we became friends through that. And so we like learned a lot about each other. And he has the best taste, by the way. His house in LA was gorgeous.
Really?
Yeah, gorgeous. Yeah.
Jeff has great taste in properties.
Oh my God, Jeff.
Too.
Yeah. Yeah, you could eat off the floors in the house.
Yeah, I like that.
Jeff is got, like, he's bitching at me, get a house and let me decorate it.
I want you to find
insane.
Me someone like Jeff. I like that. That's what I need.
Jeff
I
is
need,
a unicorn. Jeff is, I look, need Jeff a tough, looks straight.
I need someone to like, no, they don't even have to look, I just need like.
Jeff has that alpha straight look, which is just a little bit of gay, you know, like he's not total.
Yeah.
So he doesn't have the, you know, the femme.
He's still with Chefs too, isn't he?
He
I don't
was,
even know.
Yeah.
I honestly,
Stu.
Can't
I mean,
keep
that was
up.
Breaking up, but I right now up. At this moment, he's with Stu.
I like his difficult personality. I'm actually, I like that.
You
That's
know,
what I
you
need.
Know what I heard?
And I both need that.
I can't believe that Gage is dating Scott, who I fixed Jeff up with, who went out for years, and I fixed him up with Scott. So I'm in shock right now about that. And I was like, how does that work?
Do you know
like
this?
They met up at the gym. It's so weird.
Did you hear? Well, I mean, welcome to West Hollywood, baby. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you know Scott has a kid now? It just happened.
Yeah, he was telling me he was getting
Wow.
It. Yeah. That was one of the reasons, like, he's probably dating Gage, because Gage, you know, and Jeff share a kid. But I was like, that was like, I don't know how he deals with that, because that would be hard on
it's
me.
It's a little strange.
It's
it would
close
bother
for comfort me.
Yeah,
it'd and the thing
me.
Is, you know, I'm sure when Jeff was going through hell with Gage, Scott knew about the lawsuits and all the proceedings, and that seems weird. I don't know. I'm going to ask him on his show, because I didn't know anything about it.
Ask.
It was a little weird.
Like, listen, he apparently, I mean, I don't listen to his show, but apparently they
he
talk
said he
about
doesn't
it.
Care. She said he doesn't care.
That's what
care.
He says.
I know.
Let's talk about this scent.
Okay, so.
I mean, we could see it.
So one of the problems I notice when you're dating is that, you know, the 8, the 7 doesn't get, you know, play at the party when you go to the bar and when you go to the restaurant, you go to the event. And so I believe—
Even at like 3 a.m.?
3 a.m. I was really into pheromones, and I worked with mm-hmm. Eye of Love, the company that makes the strongest pheromones in the world. And they came to me recently and said, we want to make a scent for you called the Matchmaker scent. I created the scent. There are all different scents. This one is the woman scent. This one is like attracting men. But the secret is to spray it on your heart chakra, your wrist, and then go.
Really?
And it smells amazing. And anytime you do it, my boyfriend wants to jump me. This is my jump scent. This is like sex in a bottle. But I made the male wants the female. And then
it.
I made gay both sides. And now we just came out with them, they fluid for you to have both. So we just came out. So we have everyone covered. Trans doesn't matter, because whatever you're attracted to and you're trans, you just pick the one you're attracted to. So it'll
right.
still work on you.
Same thing.
It has nothing to do with the chemistry inside of you. And your. It's got nothing to do with hormones. And it is like the animals in the wild, the signal.
Really?
I put this on. I'm not a 10. I'll go to a party. We'll go out. We're going to go afterwards, and you watch how men grab me.
Really?
It's the craziest
well,
thing.
Well, I left mine at home,
and
it's not going to work for
this
me.
This is a diamond scent, diamond bottle. We won awards for this, but we also made minis that you can put in your purse.
Yeah. Interesting. It's Matchmaker. How appropriately
And you can go
titled.
On my bio, or you can go to eyeoflove.com, and you can purchase this there. And it's not expensive. It's like less than $60.
So everyone that puts this on, they're going to get laid.
Mm-hmm.
And
we just
maybe
got
fall
into
in love.
Saks off Fifth. I believe
oh,
we're in
really?
Walmart.
That's
yeah,
major.
Yeah, we just started. So, I mean, I've never been more prouder of a product in my life, because it's a product with a it's a party with a purpose, and it works. It works. This is something I have been testing pheromones for years, because I needed an edge.
Yeah, is this how you hooked David?
This is how when I put this the other day I put it on and I was grunge from working out, and he goes, "What'd you do?" And because we were both like, "Oh, I'm gonna take a shower." It was raining. Remember, it was the night that it rained.
Yeah.
And I was like, "I'll just cook dinner." And he's like, "Oh my god!" And he just jumped me. He goes, "I want you now," is what he said.
Really?
And he jumped me. Yeah.
Should you get engaged? Any engagements? Would you want to be married? Are you going
to
get
a prenup?
Are you
going
to be like Teresa?
Okay, so first of all, I'm getting a prenup. There's no such bullshit. It's not romantic. That means if you're not signing a prenup, there's something wrong with you and you have no money.
Well, Louis and Teresa.
Yeah. I mean, I don't understand the whole bracelet situation there. I don't get it. I don't. I've met her a million times, but I haven't met Louis. Jill went to the wedding. Margo went to the wedding. I don't know him yet, so I will not say anything. And I protect Jersey because I'm from there. But so this is the thing. And by the way, if he got it wholesale, you know, then he's smart, right? Because we would get that. We would take 20% off and go down to the jewelry district and not go straight to Cartier. Although you and I love walking to Cartier and getting the real stuff. We are
you
total Cartier people.
Feel.
We are so Cartier.
I don't like.
I have the rings, you know, but I am so. We are so Cartier
people. Well, yeah, it's not the discount people are. They're just.
But
that
I mean,
he...
like, come on. If you get a person in the exchange and he says, I can get it for you XYZ.
Oh, yeah.
And the box doesn't look perfect, but the bracelet looks great. You know, everybody likes a discount. That's New York. We like a discount.
I mean, who wants to spend more money?
It was kind of mean that they did that to him, I thought, because he actually bought them gifts. He didn't have to buy them anything. But anyway, I will get a prenup. I will make sure that they have money and they are secure. I will, because I'm not going through what I went through with my ex-boyfriend who didn't have a dollar. I will want a nice engagement. But I'm going to tell you something that I have been recently talking about. I wouldn't mind if my husband gave me a lab-grown diamond. Now, that sounds strange because here I am, a jeweler's daughter. My dad was on 47th Street. That's what my dad did. He owned dress companies and jewelry companies. And I have to tell you this, that it's a non-conflict. No blood is shed. They sparkle better than a regular diamond. My first job was my dad made the Cartier tank watch. And I took the inclusion. My first job was to look through the loop and make sure the sapphire dial didn't have inclusions in it. That was my job at 11 years old. So if I got a
I don't even know what that means, but it sounds
okay,
nice.
Okay, so the Cartier has a little bezel and it's got a sapphire. And if it was damaged, they wouldn't use it. So I had to go through the loop and pick out the ones that weren't. But anyway, that said, lab-grown diamonds are really turning out, moissanite, all these different kinds, and I wouldn't mind that. I mean, first of all, people are robbing people right now in Beverly Hills. They'll cut your hand off for a Cartier love bracelet. So I don't mind.
Yes.
And a lot of people, the rich people, get the real ring, they put it in the vault, and then they make a fake. People don't know that. That's the secret of wealth.
You told me that before.
And so I would love to have my own line of promise rings if they can't give you the engagement ring all the way to the wedding band. Yeah.
What about – what else is going on with businesses of yours? What were you telling me about this Napoleon?
Oh, so this is the weirdest story. So I go to this crazy psychic who's amazing, Jen. I've turned you on.
She's a good psychic.
Yeah, she's amazing. And if you want to know who she is, just DM me. But
there's a lot of bad psychics out there,
she is
people.
Amazing. She predicted a lot of stuff. Anyway, she said, you know, there's this artifact that I'm involved with, and they want to meet with you. They'd like you to be the consultant on it, and it's called – and it's Napoleon, the original Napoleon talisman. And Napoleon created a talisman. He was very superstitious. His wife and him did tarot cards. They studied astrology like I did. They were really into that. And even when they told him not to take Russia in the winter, which is what Hitler did, the astrologer told him not to do that, and he didn't listen. So he was afraid that they were going to kill him. So they kept, you know, exiling him, putting him from one island to another. So he created this talisman. And it was a little tiny sphinx with, like, Josephine's image in it. And he held on to it, and he didn't die the way he thought. He didn't get murdered like that. So it was all over the world. It would travel. It ended up in the Netherlands, in the ground. Some gentleman unearthed it, kept it. It went down from his son to his grandson. The grandson got it, didn't know what it is, sold it on the internet for golf clubs. And the owner bought it for $2,500 and basically said, oh, my God, this is crazy. Okay, I'm going to check if the authenticity, and it was Napoleon, the metal, even Sotheby's and Christie said, we cannot deny that it is. We have provinces, we have
so what
authentication, and so I'm selling it right now. It's worth over $200 million.
You guys know I split my time between New York and LA now because I talk about it ad nauseam. And what do they say about moving? It's like one of the most stressful things in the world. Well, it is. But you know what? My move part-time to LA was so chill. Why? Because of Innovative Extracts. They have a full line of CBD and THC products. And if you think I went through this move without them, no, I never would have made it. Their products help with anxiety, mood improvement, inflammation, pain, improved sleep. And I love that they come in so many formats. I personally am very partial to gummies, but they also have creams, vapes, and they even have these cool drops that you put under their tongue, and they really work. Full line of Delta 8, 9, and 10 THC products. They don't require a medical card, and they're available to ship in most states. Listen, you have to visit their website, www.ie-cbd.com, to get 40% off today by using code VELVET, which is insane because who gives 40% off? That's ie-cbd.com. Use promo code VELVET and you get 40% off at checkout, and you can start chilling out, working better, having a better clear of mind today, people.
So anybody who has that kind of money or knows a prince in Saudi, send him. But it's real. It's real. There's only one in the world. There was other things
Sotheby's
of Napoleon.
Well, says it's real. It's real.
Yeah. I mean, but that's, they don't want to go to auction. Auction takes too much money anyway. Auction is like one of those things. We want to do it to a private owner. So if anybody's interested.
So in other words.
And there's articles written on the internet, and you can DM me or go to my website. And it's NapoleonTalisman.com if you want to see the video on it and read all the information and see the, you know, all the documentation on it.
So in other words, now if someone buys it. And they contact you and they say, I heard you on Behind the Velvet Rope.
Yes, I will give
and
David.
And here is your $199 million.
I will give David commission on that.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I'll give
I mean,
David.
I don't know.
But it's like, you know, it's like some, like everybody's like, can you get to Jeff Bezos? Can you get to Bill Gates? And I'm like, they may not want to collect this. Like,
it's overseas.
Like something really weird.
Go to
the
Dubai.
Russians are obsessed with
Russia.
Napoleon. I don't know why, but they are.
That's
so
a
I
good
said,
one.
Sergey Brin might be good. Like, you know, and everybody knows that I'm connected to billionaires and millionaires. So I just got it. They just did an article about it. And it should be like out there. I mean, a museum should pick it up and pay
Are
us,
you going to be the same person when you have $200 million?
Well, I'm not having $200 million. There's an owner involved. So.
Okay. Well.
But I would make quite a bit of money, yes.
Okay.
Would I be the same person? Am I the same? You know, every person who knows me pre-being famous has said I have never changed. There's a friend that knows me and Marisol and said Marisol changed and I didn't, which I don't know what Marisol was like before because I love her now. So, and he said she changed and I didn't.
There
it was
are some
crazy.
Rumors that have circulated. You know, there's people that say Marisol has changed.
I'm not a diva. Like I was a crew girl on my set. Like I ate with my crew. I bought them gifts. I helped them, you know, with their family problems and stuff like that. Like I'm not the one that's like, I'm in my dressing room. Do not touch me. Do not talk to me. I'm the actual, what's going on? What's the problem? I'm an executive producer. So I had to like get in there and get dirty. And my crew was loyal and stayed with me till the end.
You yelled at innocent, wonderful people like me, but that's okay. Tough love, Patty. I understand.
Okay, like I didn't get a note from my showrunner to shoot you. Like I didn't get a note.
Do you know what's really funny is, and then we could wrap up, is like after we did that fat suit, your producers came over to me and they were like, do, and they're like, you know, thank you. Like we never thought you would do that. And I was like, what?
I mean, you played ball because we were like, New York was one of the highest rated episode in history was the one I really produced from Soup to Nuts. That was Kenya Moore. It was 100th episode, her and Taylor Dane, and they were both my friends. Okay. But the highest rated season total, okay?
Was New York.
And I
That's
think-
That's because we
and,
were all messes.
I think, well, I shot 12 episodes in 7 weeks, which, you know, they after I came back, I looked like shit, and they were like, you're never doing that again. And second of all, it was my city. You know, I'm from that area, New York.
Yeah,
I'm
it was from a great York. Idea
My dad
to bring
was from
it there.
New York. The third thing I think was the reason why we had a lot of women on that season. And the women were crazy as crack. I mean, we had Plumpty Dumpty who
you
walked.
You had Plumpty
you know,
Dumpty.
Like she was insane.
I knew Plumpty Dumpty.
Right, Robin Kastner. So there was a lot of crazy on that season. And we really showcased women because I don't think we did that many women prior to season four.
That
so it
was
season
the...
four. Also,
Fame whore, Plumpty Dumpty.
My showrunner, Catherine Vaughn, was a really fast-moving producer. She wasn't into beauty. She wanted the grit. We didn't have lights in the camera. Like when Spike Van Breesen came along, my showrunner in the end, he was a Hill show. He was one of the Hill's producers. Ooh. He made my show beautiful. He's at Fox now. So it was a little like slow it down, do it two or three times. We had grit with Catherine Vaughn. And I think the grit is what's missing in reality TV. We're so consumed with what we look like. All across the board, we are not showing the dirty. You know, like
we got to go back to the early days.
I think like 90 Day Fiancé is the only one that really shows the dirty because they don't give a shit what they look like on TLC.
I heard MILF Manor is shot very low budget.
I heard. You know, I know Stormy Daniels. I have a picture of us together. Really? She wanted to come on the show. She came out to me, and they said no. They said,
I have tried to get Stormy Daniels on this very podcast.
She loves me.
I'm obsessed with her.
Get her number and I will call her for you.
Okay.
But I thought MILF Manor was funny, actually. I haven't watched
it. I haven't watched it.
I just saw clips, but I thought it was really funny because they said it's really funny.
And like there's hot young guys.
Hey, have you watched the new WeHo show?
Yes, I have.
How many episodes have dropped?
And guess what?
What, Brad's
They're
on?
An advertiser of Behind the Velvet Rope podcast.
So wait, how many episodes have dropped?
Three.
I mean, MTV really knows what they're doing. So they must have like, was it like The Real World meets Housewives?
You know what I love? They break the fourth wall.
Do they all live together?
No.
Oh, so they go separately. Oh,
But they break the fourth. Listen, there's not. I've said this before.
What do they do and break the fourth wall?
They Brad will say like I'm famous. It's hard, you know. Trying like they basically acknowledge.
Oh my
the
God,
fact.
He has Gary. Like he's like one of the top writers in Hollywood. Are they married or is it? Are they?
I think they're married.
They're married now.
Officially.
So his husband. And by the way, Brad's looking amazing with that six pack. He looks amazing. Is he on the juice? We call it the juice, by the way, people.
We're like, is he on the juice? Kyle Richards is on the juice.
Like, how many men are on the juice? Nobody's talking about them.
There's a lot.
But are there Hollywood A-listers on the juice that are men? Because I was like, how?
Yeah. Well, like, Jeff. I mean,
I saw George Clooney in that Julia Roberts movie, and I was like, he took his shirt off, and I was like, is that boy on the juice?
Do you know who I want to go on record of is on the juice that no one's talking about? Erica Jane. Slowly, if you watch, she's getting just, you mark my words, I guarantee you in a month and a half.
Okay, so I have a question. How fast will you see me have a difference?
I saw it right away. You think it's not.
I feel like it's not working.
I think, do your clothes feel looser?
A little bit, but I have to tell you, I'm not hungry though.
I think it's
I'm not
because
hungry at
I know.
All.
Well, that's why I think people are confused out there. They think you do this and then you eat pizza and like life is great.
I don't eat.
And you cheat.
Okay, so
you don't
eat
it all.
It's super healthy, miserable. But I'm paleo, not, you know, gluten-free, no dairy, no sugar. I eat super fucking healthy. So I was like, I wonder if I'll shred faster because I eat healthy. Because like, you know, I go around with Jill and people like that. They'll eat the pasta and I won't.
I mean, look, I couldn't control myself and this has changed my life. So
but you
I feel
were a
like
pizza
myself.
Eater a lot. You would call me and
There's
tell me
nothing
I,
better.
Right. You told me you'd eat pizza.
East Coast, baby.
Wow.
I mean, and now I'm telling you, the only night that, well, I mean, I have a slice here. One night when I was out with Darcy, mentioned her, I was out in Darcy.
Oh, you went out with her?
Yeah, and Florian, they wanted pizza. We went to Joe's. We got a large pizza. We went back to
is
like.
Is she having a relationship now?
Yeah, married.
She got married?
To this
married?
Guy, Florian, yeah.
So, and she has
No, not Darcy. Stacy, sorry. Stacy, I'm losing my mind. Does Stacy have a series now? Darcy and Stacy came back. It's like on
okay,
right
now.
Okay, so
now they're talking about their marriages now?
Yeah. Well, so Darcy's not married, Stacey. Sorry,
Darcy was one on my show.
But they wanted pizza.
So they're twins,
three
right?
Slices.
They're twins?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I think. Darcy was supposed to come out this night and she didn't. I was like, where's Darcy? They live in Connecticut right now, but I think they're back in Miami now. But we went out in New York and then they wanted pizza and we got it. And I had three slices. Mind you, I could eat nine slices
before,
I got so sick.
So I have a friend. She's very famous, Patty Negri. She's on Discovery Channel. She's on like, Ghost Hunters.
Oh, and she's like, is that the one who works with Jeff
Osborne?
She's
the witch that, and she cleansed Jeff's houses. You know how Jeff always cleanses the house before he buys it? So she became one of my best friends and she's actually my teacher in witchcraft. You know, I do like Wicca. And so we said, we want to do a show called The Witches of the West Side.
Yeah, I like that.
Do you like that?
Because I didn't realize you were a witch until just now. So.
No, she, and as we were talking, I looked at my phone and she was texting
me. It's
and
like,
I thought, oh my God, that's really funny. We were talking about you.
As we wrap up, and you know what you need to do too with Jeff is you need to find out because what happened because Chaz Dean, who's been on this podcast, was back on his show.
And on the new one on Amazon?
No, he was back on Jeff's radio show.
Oh, like, a couple weeks
and
ago?
Then something, I think something already, I don't know, I think something, I don't want to spread it because I don't read.
They're really good friends.
I think, well, you know, they had the falling out because of Gage.
Well, Gage took Chaz as a client. I mean, you have to understand, Ryan did the same thing.
Yeah,
you know,
no,
Jeff
I would,
gets the clients. And
I would get
and
it. I told them
my number one thing is do not date anyone you work with. Or is a competitor, like Ryan was a decorator, competitor, because these things do not go well. Where Stuart's a chef, they complement each other. It's completely, Stuart's not gonna, you know, design Chaz's house.
It'd be like me taking a permanent co-host, which there's been things, and then like they're here, and I'm like, here are the keys to the kingdom, and then they start their own podcast.
No,
I would wanna kill them.
I mean, like, I don't think think Shane or Megan would do
that to him. Megan was on.
Shane and Megan
are
very loyal to Jeff.
They
very
are.
Loyal.
He's
gone. And Shane's probably the best assistant he's ever had, I think.
He loves Shane, right?
Yeah, I love him. I'd steal him. I love him.
I would
Shane. But I got to tell you this. Stuart, he is working really hard with Stuart. Like, you know, there's been, he said, I'm broken up, we're done, I'm happy, and then they're not. Because he's going to therapy and he's working really hard on Stuart. And I'm so proud of him. Because you people think everything's so magical. You watch The Bachelor people get married and you're like, oh my God, they're so in love. Like happy, and they're taking videos. And you have no idea the shit that is going behind the scenes because they're calling me. All these people on the internet are calling me and going, "Hey, I'm in trouble. Can I help?" Like, you know, I'm helping Cheryl Burke right now, and Jenna Kramer I helped right before she met this boy.
Like,
you know,
Cheryl.
I was like helping them, going, "Wake up! You are the deal. Get out of your insecurity." Like, I was really tough loving him. So when I see these things, like where you think they're so magical in person, like I'm not perfect with my boyfriend. I wanted to murder him yesterday. So. You
I don't think they're everything's
no, but
great. That's why I'm single.
I look at these videos.
It's
all the pretty videos. Like Claire. Just
it's all bullshit.
Claire just got married today from The Bachelor. She just
Claire
posted
Crawley?
She just got married.
Who the hell did she marry? That guy.
She married that guy, and that was like.
Are you kidding me?
And that was 15 minutes, right? Was that 15 minutes? About 15 or 10?
Oh man,
they just met, right?
Didn't they like? Is that the same one she broke up with and back to the one from the show?
She met him after Daryl, and now she's married, and I guess he's in Sacramento.
Then that's been like 1 minute.
And they look like it's 1 minute, and they made the most beautiful video today.
Oh no,
it's 15 minutes of marriage. She doesn't look happier. She took her implants out. She's getting well. The whole thing, and I'm really happy for her. By the way, I don't know her personally, by the way, and so I just went, oh, everybody's gonna look at this video and think like life's like that.
No,
like I look at Hannah Brown, who I love. I love Hannah and Adam. They're my favorite couple. And I want them to get married, and they've been dating a long time. And then you look at them, they're taking their time. So don't look at these videos. Don't think you're a loser because they're getting this and you're not getting that.
That's good advice. Anything you want to say before we go?
Happy Valentine's Day. And if you're single, this is not for the people in a relationship that have something to do. If you're single, have a girls' night. There's a rule in Valentine's Day, and it, you know, we don't know about post-pandemic, but there's a rule in Valentine's Day. If you go out that night early, not at 8 o'clock when the dinner starts happening and the prefix and the popping the champagne and the getting the engagement ring, if you go like 5 to 7 and you go to the bars, the fun places they're hanging out that men go to, steakhouses, for instance, men who are out on Valentine's Day do not have girlfriends. And they will hit on you because they're in heat. They know that you're upset that you don't have anyone else. And if you go out with a smile and a cocktail and you just look pretty and you're just having a good time, you're going to meet someone. Get out of the house. Stop living online. I know the apps are there, but that should be only 25% of your search. If you don't ever get out of the house, you can't taste, touch, smell. The senses are not involved. And Zoom does not count. You know, dating is not a real relationship. If you haven't met that person in person and you've been Zoom dating for a year, you're not in a relationship. That is a pen pal relationship.
That's all.
Yeah. So I want people to get out of the house on Valentine's Day. Do not sit and watch in front of the boob tube. Now, if you're in a place where you feel uncomfortable, maybe you're losing weight, maybe you're just from a breakup, you should have a girls' night. Stay in, make some fun games. Apple has this new thing that David's son showed me. He's 22, where you can buy games on Apple and have like game night. Have you seen that? It's this coolest thing. I saw it.
It's like for $10,
you just click it and there it is. So okay. Google that. It's game night. They have like all different kinds, trivia, all these things. And you put it on your television screen and you play games. You can do facials. You can order your favorite foods in and make your favorite cocktails and do a Galentine's Girls in Night. Okay. Watch horror movies. Do whatever you want. But if you're not and you feel good right now, get out of the house. Now, one other rule. Those who travel in packs do not attract. So if you're single and you're a girl, go out by yourself from 5 to 7 and tell me if anybody – use my fragrance. Look pretty.
Use the fragrance.
Look pretty. Smile. Put a breath mint in.
Go out alone.
And then sit at the bar. Make friends with the bartender. This is all in my book, Become Your Own Matchmaker. 8 Steps to Get Married in a Year. So if you sit at that bar – by yourself, minding your own business, even if the game is on, you can lean over to a man and say, what's the score or what happened here? Play stupid, dumb, even if you know football or whatever. Well, football's not going to happen until Super Bowl, but, you know, whatever's on, like the NBA, whatever.
I mean, you're
right?
Asking
and
the
then
wrong
you
person.
Sit there, you will get the one.
Really?
Because you're meeting in person, and now in person has become a novelty. In person has become, wow, I can taste, touch, and feel. They're more likely to ask you out than they would online.
So sit at the bar alone, just sit in it.
And one other thing.
Stewing it.
Two things, two little tips.
And then we'll wrap up.
And then we'll wrap up. Use the fragrance.
I mean, I could stay here all day.
Yeah, I mean, I have like 15.
Engineers and producers
right, okay.
and stuff.
So use the fragrance, okay? Then what I would do is put red nail polish on and wear a red dress. Red is man-catching. It's magnetic.
Even on Valentine's Day, that's not like trying too
hard. No, it's not trying too hard.
Really?
Because why do you think Chinese New Year is all red? It is the most powerful, passionate, romantic thing. It brings prosperity in. They
not
always
pink.
Have people. Oh, didn't you ever notice in the Asian community, they always have a red door or a red boot or whatever? Red is magnetic. You are drawing in people to you. You don't have to do any of the work. Just sit and smile.
Do you know who also had a red door?
Who?
That Bethany Frankel over there in the Hamptons before she sold one.
Did she sell that house? That house is so cute.
Maybe she didn't.
I like that house.
She's
really cute with the little pool in the backyard. I like
maybe
that.
Maybe she didn't.
I don't know. But if you wear red nail polish, red dress, red heels, something red, he's going to come over to you and talk to you.
Okay.
Smile and signal. 5-second flirt, smile and signal, and let them come over you. You don't have to do shit. Let them do all the work. The ones that do the work are the alphas. The one that sit there and smile at you and want you to come to them, they're the betas. Separate yourself from the men from the boys. The men will come over. The boys will sit and wait.
And wear red, people.
Right, wear red.
Happy Valentine's Day to all. Patty,
okay.
I'm here now half the time, so you got to come back.
I need a podcast, really.
We could
I need a dating podcast.
On,
I have so much work to do.
And you could also riff on pop culture.
Well,
this
I loved. I'm
you
like,
and I need to do like a regular show.
So
where
definitely
it's like dating and pop culture.
Dating and pop culture. And you know what else I love? I love to watch TV and give critical reviews. So I should have been a critic. Is what I really should.
Okay, I'm gonna have to make. Well, we could have like a list of TV shows that we're gonna talk about.
Right.
I like this.
But anyone who wants to get fixed up, go to millionairesclub123.com. If you're a millionaire or millionaires, DM me. Gay or straight, doesn't matter. Fluid. And if you're not, just go into the registration system and you'll be applied. Into my system.
Yeah.
It's really simple. That's free, by the way.
I love it. Right.
Yeah.
So millionaires.
Millionaires
reach
with an
out.
S. Millionaires123.com. Or you can
that.
Go in my bio. Everything is in my Instagram bio
it
or
is.
My TikTok bio. Everything.
That's when I first heard about the fragrance until I met you for dinner. And then I tried it in person. And it's amazing.
Thank you.
All right. You'll come back on.
Yes, I will come back on. And now that you're here all the time, it's going to be easier, right?
This is our new studio, babe.
I mean, David, you made it. It's L.A. Fuck the Hamptons.
In the summer, you will find me nowhere except the Hamptons, people.
Yeah, I'll allow Miami.
You'll come visit.
The only thing I want David to do now is get a South Florida residence, and then we're golden.
We're done. We're like shutting down the residences here, people. Three, we're capping it
out. I want four.
No,
four,
it's
baby.
Not
give me four. Get rid of New York.
Never.
Get rid of New York.
Never. All right, Patty, we will see you soon.
Yes. Remember, love is always in the air.
Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review. Because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones. And the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind the Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind the Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.